Brian Maher, you must be bitterly disappointed with the result tonight, but I suppose with the standards Derry City have been playing at this last couple of months, that's been a poor performance for Derry tonight.
Yeah, and we know ourselves, we didn't reach our levels tonight. Is it a game we could have still won? Yes, but we know ourselves, it's a very disappointed dressing room with that performance.
Yeah, and it's one of those games where you controlled the first half, really, and had, well, there was minimal chances, but talk us through the big penalty appeal, Brian, because it seemed to everybody in the ground that Brush absolutely cleaned out Cian Kavanagh, but the referee wasn't moved. And what was the feeling amongst the players there?
I think the feeling amongst us is, and still is just shock. Brush has come over and said straight to us that it's a penalty. He said himself he didn't understand how it wasn't given, so we're all very disappointed with that. I think, as I said to someone there, without reaching our levels, if that's given, you're 1-0 up with, 15 minutes to go, and you have a chance to see out a game with not playing well and get back up the road. But, it's a bit of a baffling decision. As I said, we can't get our heads around, one their dressing room can't get their heads around. I've heard their manager there say that we could have had and should have had a penalty. So, very disappointed, but the blame still lies with us. We need to do more from our point of view, performance-wise.
Well, you were very close to the goal. That Sligo did score very late on. What was your take on it? You were claiming handball.
Yeah, I think everybody around it was claiming handball, thought it was handball. Doesn't matter if, you know, if he's punched it in or if it's hit it and gone in, it's a handball. I'll need to see it back, and if I'm wrong, I'll hold my hands up. But I think when there's that many people around it, and you know, even their boys seem to think that maybe it hit his hand, so... again, a decision that's gone against us, but we're not in the business of blaming that sort of stuff on decisions as well. We need to be better ourselves, but obviously it does have a big impact on the result.
And as the manager has pointed out, Derry City had to take care of their own result. That's a loss here, but the fact that, you know, in this league, I don't think many people give UCD hope of claiming a point tonight, which means Shamrock Rovers only drew there. Most people expect a win, but that's the league, isn't it?
It's a mad league, yeah. It's probably makes our result even more tough to take when you see them dropping points. I think we did it here early in the season. We had a chance to go and extend our lead, and we didn't do it as well. So, we've not won here this season, and it's tough to take. And we need to, as a group, as a staff, we need to find out why, and we need to improve, and we need to make sure we're ready to win next week.
Disappointing night, disappointing dressing room, disappointing fans. How do you bounce back from this?
I think we go away for a few days. We got it, regroup together, and I think it shouldn't be forgotten how well we've played in the last few months. I think this is probably the first one in a long while that we can say we haven't reached our level. So, while we need to, you know, break down this performance and see what went wrong, we also need to take, you know, positivity from our performances in the last few months.